You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar on OTT Play. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Hollywood up next. Renowned actress Rosamund Pike joins the stellar lineup for Lionsgate's Now You See Me 3, starring alongside Jesse Eisenberg. The highly anticipated sequel to the beloved magical franchise promises to enchant audiences with its blend of illusion, comedy and wonder. Pike, known for her acclaimed performances in Saltburn and Gone Girl, brings her exceptional talent to a mysterious role in the film, joining returning favorites Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Isla Fisher, Dave Franco and Morgan Freeman. Directed by Ruben Fleischer and penned by a team of talented writers, the movie remains shrouded in secrecy with plot details closely guarded. Pike's involvement adds to the anticipation surrounding the project following her BAFTA and Golden Globe-nominated performance in Saltburn. With production underway, fans eagerly await the release of this magical thriller. Moving on, actor Paul Walter Hauser secures a role in Marvel's Fantastic Four reboot, further solidifying his rising status in Hollywood. Hauser's involvement in this highly anticipated project comes hot on the heels of his recent casting in the Naked Gun reboot. Although details about his character remain tightly under wraps, Hauser joins an impressive cast including Vanessa Kirby and Pedro Pascal. Hauser's ascent in Hollywood has been notable with standout performances in films like I, Tonya, Cruella and Black Klansman. However, it was his portrayal of Richard Jewell in the eponymous 2019 film that truly catapulted him into spotlight. In addition to his film work, Hauser is set to voice a character in Pixar's Inside Out 2 and star in the animated film Orion and the Dark, currently streaming on Netflix. With the Fantastic Four slated for release in 2025, fans eagerly anticipate Hauser's contribution to this iconic superhero franchise. Moving on, A24 secures the film rights to Ben Masaryk's Checkmate, a book proposal detailing the 2022 chess match scandal between Magnus Carlsen and Hans Niemann. Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder collaborate on this project, with A24 offering a significant seven-figure deal amidst competitive interest from various studios and streaming platforms. Fielder is set to direct the film, while Stone and Dave McCary will produce. Masaryk, known for his book-to-film adaptations, has previously seen success with works like The Antisocial Network and The Accidental Billionaires, which inspired Dumb Money and The Social Network, respectively. A24, renowned for hits like Everything Everywhere All at Once, continues its successful streak with this upcoming project, adding to its impressive portfolio of acclaimed films. Checkmate promises to delve into one of the biggest scandals in chess history with an intriguing storyline that captivates audiences. More Hollywood news, CBS unveils the trailer for Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage, the anticipated spin-off of Young Sheldon, which follows the childhood adventures of Sheldon Cooper. Starring Emily Osment as Mandy and Montana Jordan as Georgie, the series explores their marital journey following the introduction in Young Sheldon. With Chuck Lorre, Stephen Molaro and Steve Holland as executive producers, the spin-off promises a new comedic experience featuring a multi-camera sitcom format. As filming is set to begin in the summer, Osment hints at Mandy's evolution, indicating her desire for a career beyond being a stay-at-home mom. Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage is scheduled to premiere later this year, following the series finale of Young Sheldon on May 16. Moving on, Netflix has unveiled the first teaser trailer for the final season of Cobra Kai, revealing a supersized sixth season with 15 episodes. Set to premiere in three parts, with the first part launching on July 18th, the trailer hints at epic showdowns between longtime rivals Johnny and Daniel. As they unite to mentor the next generation of karate fighters, Miyagi-Do prepares for the World Championships of Karate as they go up against Cobra Kai and Terry Silver. With the return of key cast members including William Zabka, Rafe Marquio and Martin Kove, Season 6 aims to tie up loose ends while potentially leaving room for future projects in the Miyagi-verse. Fans can anticipate a thrilling conclusion to the beloved series, packed with action and nostalgia. Moving on, India's cherished saga Bahubali extends its universe with the debut of its animated prequel series Bahubali Crown of Blood, exclusively on Disney Plus Hotstar. Directed by S.S. Rajamouli and produced by Graphic India and Arca Media Works, the series promises a deeper exploration of the Bahubali universe. Set in the kingdom of Mahishmati, it follows the epic tale of Bahubali and Bharadadeva as they unite against the formidable warlord Raktadeva. Gaurav Banerjee, head of content at Disney Plus Hotstar, expresses enthusiasm for expanding animation's narrative horizons. Rajamouli highlights the franchisee's vast potential, teasing untold twists in Bahubali and Bhallara Devan's lives. With the involvement of key cast members like Prabhas and Rana Daggubati, anticipation is high for this action-packed adventure, promising intrigue, drama and courage. Bollywood news, excitement surges as Akshay Kumar and Arsh Advansi reunite for Jolly LLB 3, promising another captivating installment in the courtroom drama series. Directed by Subhash Kapoor, the film is poised to deliver gripping narratives and unexpected twists, keeping audiences on the edge of their seats. The talented ensemble cast, including Saurabh Shukla, adds depth to the storyline, ensuring a memorable cinematic experience. In a teaser shared on social media, Kumar hints at the thrilling ride ahead, sparking anticipation for the film's release. As details about the premiere date unfold, fans can anticipate a rollercoaster of drama, suspense and laughter in Jolly LLB 3. Last piece of news from Bollywood. The highly anticipated film Lahore 1947, helmed by Aamir Khan and Rajkumar Santoshi and featuring Sunny Deol, is gearing up for release on Republic Day 2025. Set against the backdrop of the yesteryear era, the movie boasts massive sets and a focus on authentic drama and action with minimal VFX. A patriotic narrative about a man's love for India, the filmmakers believe that the Republic Day weekend is the perfect occasion for its premiere. With the shooting currently underway and slated to conclude by June 2024, Lahore 1947 marks Sunny Deol's return to the big screen after the monumental success of Gadar 2. Additionally, Aamir Khan will be making a cameo appearance in the film, adding to the excitement surrounding its release. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.